Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply the collect calls. The collect calls. Think about how phones have evolved over time. We all remember the landline phones, the kind that had the little rotary dial that you had to turn in order to place your call. Then you may remember when the push button phone came out and you didn't have to spin the dial anymore. You could just push the button, but you still had a cord. Then later on, I can remember when cordless phones came out, and I also remember the payphone. Yes, on every street corner you had one, and if you wanted to make a call, you had to put money into that payphone. And if you didn't have any money, you had to call collect. Well, even though we've evolved from payphones and cordless phones and landlines to cell phones now, there's still a collect call system that takes place in the business world. Because every single day, our business is predicated on our ability to master the phone call. You may be surprised to know this, but even in the era of social media, of text messaging, of all the different ways we have to communicate, there are still over 3 billion calls per day made in the United States alone. 3 billion calls a day. And if you are a home-based business owner, an entrepreneur, you're running your own show, then I will assure you that you probably make far more than the national average of 10 calls a day. You may make 15 or 20, which is the reason why the phone call techniques are so important. In this series on the call method, we're going to talk about a few components of these phone call techniques with our acronym phone and communicate how those techniques can be used to make sure we collect every time we communicate. The P in our phone acronym simply reminds us of the importance of preparation. Yes, my friends, preparation. How many times have you received phone calls and they come in and you don't expect them? The call comes at an unexpected time. You're not prepared for it. And as a result, the call doesn't go as planned. The first step to effective use of phones and being effective on the phone is the preparation phase. This is when you take the time to ask questions. Who am I calling? Why am I calling them? And what do I intend to accomplish? It's the process of doing your research and asking the relevant questions and making sure that you're in an environment that is conducive to having a productive phone call. I can remember being a kid and the first time I'd ever asked a girl for her phone number and received it. Then the big challenge came. I had to make the call when I got home. And I can remember, maybe other guys on the podcast can relate to this story, being a young kid, dialing the number and then hanging up, dialing a few numbers and hanging up. I'm saying to myself, okay, what if a mother answers the phone? What do I say? What if a father answers the phone? Then what do I say? What if her big sister answers? What am I going to say then? And so I had all these scenarios played out, and every now and then I'd place the call and it'd ring once or twice. I'd hang up. This was before Star 69 came out. And finally, I had the courage to go ahead and complete that call. I felt fully prepared. I knew that if a mother answered, I was going to say, hello, ma'am. May I please speak to Natasha? I had it all outlined. Well, ironically, I called and the phone rang 3 times and her mother picked it up. She said, Jackson residence. And I said, hello, ma'am. May I please speak to Natasha? And she says, are you the boy that just got through calling here 3 times and hanging up in my face? I said, no, ma'am. I only called twice. Well, I say that because in the preparation phase, it will always be something that we don't expect. And just like we had to prepare and work up the nerve to call that first girlfriend, to make that first phone call, to inquire about a job or whatever we had to do, we prepared. Well, by the same token now, it's important to execute preparation in the phone calling phase. outline the questions that you're going to ask. Think about the person that you're going to be speaking with. Set a time to designate to call on for to have the conversation. I make a rule where I never answer a phone when it's not on my schedule. If I don't have time to communicate, I try my best to ignore the call and make sure that I'm in an environment where I can have a productive conversation. The other component, after preparation, the other thing that helps you win on the phone is having a sense of humor. You'll be amazed at how far it goes to break the ice in a conversation. Remember, as business owners, we're typically talking to people that we've never met. We're on three-way calls all the time, and someone is calling us with somebody else on the line, and they're asking about products and services. And as a result, it's important for us to have a way to break the ice, and nothing breaks the ice quite like humor. Think about how thousands of people can pack an auditorium not to see a band play, not to hear a singer sing, but to hear a comedian stand in one spot with a microphone and tell jokes. It is a proven, tried and tested way of making everybody relax. And in order to have humor, first you've got to be able to be yourself. Think about how comfortable you are at your family reunions and how comfortable you are when you're hanging out with friends and family. They like hanging around you in part because of your sense of humor. When it comes to business, there are a few rules to keep in mind. When it comes to humor, always make light of yourself, never others. You never want to tease or say something, even if it's in a joking manner, about another person that you don't know. No, draw the attention to yourself, your own flaws, your own mistakes, your own challenges. You may even communicate with someone that you're training about the struggles that you had early on and how you overcame them. You may make light of those struggles and laugh at yourself, and that's okay. It makes them feel at ease, and it makes you feel at ease as well. And everybody loves to smile. When you make light of situations, you bring a smile to someone's face. I had a business mentor many years ago who would always begin our conversations by telling me a joke. Well, I enjoyed the information that he imparted, and I looked forward to his calls, not just because of what I was going to learn, but because I couldn't wait to hear that joke. And it seemed like he had a million of them. And he never told me the same joke twice. And I would typically take those jokes he told me and tell them to someone else. Again, they were always tasteful. They were very professional and comical enough to make a person smile. And many of them didn't make me roll over, and it wasn't side splitting. It was just enough to bring a smile to my face. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, preparation and humor, those first two concepts will bring a smile to the face of those that you're connecting with, and it'll make sure that you're ready for every call. Listen, if you've enjoyed this training segment, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.